Yeah, well, that's nice to have our Chinese names every now and then, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yes.
But it doesn't matter what your name is. You have to focus on what's important to you, and that's what we are talking about here. And we're so glad that you're with us. You know, people are listening all over the world, in America and in Europe and, of course, all over in Asia, too. Isn't that nice to know?
It is. The people all over the world listening to this. I hope it's not too scary.
Yeah. But it's important for us to focus on what's important to learn, even as you're learning a language. You know, there's so many things you can learn. You can learn slang, you can learn certain things, but you focus on what's important, don't you think?
Right. What is valuable to you? Oftentimes we focus on, I need to get this done today and tomorrow, but step back for a moment and think, what is really important, what has value, and how can I put more of that into my life?
And don't you think, Carolyn, that it's important for people that have learned English to be able to use it so that being in advance, it gives them a chance to review and keep up? I hope it's important to them.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that advanced is a really great way for you to continue to improve and practice your English.
So many people say, you know, they started with Let's Talk and then Stereo Classroom. And, of course, advanced can be a lifelong learner because even as those of us who are presenting the program, we learn by looking up things for each article we discuss, don't we?
There's so many different topics, Doris, and we try to do things that are current. So we learn as well. And so you not only can, you know, practice using your English, you can learn new topics, new information.
You might say that in Let's Talk, you focus on the urgent things, how to say hello.
Yeah, that's right.
But when you get to advanced, important things are about things that make a difference in your life. What do you think?
That's right. Yeah, you can learn about new things, as I said, and you can share that with other people in English. So that's another way to use your English.
That's right. Well, it's good to have everybody with us today. And Carolyn, would you tell us where we're going to start today?
Well, it's June 13th, so if you have your magazine, you can turn to June 13th, which is on page 23. If you are using your smart device, then you can also find it there. And be sure to check out Topic Talks. We have a QR code at the top of page 22, and you can watch some great videos about our lesson today.
So let's begin discussing five ways that we can focus on what's important. Let's take the very first part for today, number four.
Four, determine what you admire in other people. A friend recently said to me, "How is it that most of the people you coach have a full-time job and a business on the side? That's a trend? Wow!" She really wants to start a side hustle as a health coach. When we longingly observe what other people do, we know what our next objective should be.
Well, I like what this talks about at the beginning, admiring other people. Think about the people in your life. And who do you admire? Who do you really respect? And can you take some of what you see in them and kind of add it to your life? Now, we don't want to just constantly compare ourselves to other people. That can be very negative, but we can admire certain qualities that we would like to have in our lives.
Well, that's true. In fact, many articles say we all need to have mentors, people that we look up to, that help us. And I think all of us have had people in our lives. I know when I was a kid and I went to summer camp, we thought our counselors were just tops, you know. They were so good. Or you admire your teacher or someone else in the country that's doing a lot. And we have what we call mentors, and in a sense, you admire what they are doing. And they're usually people who have a good standard and quality of living and are doing what's right for the world.
Yeah, and maybe some of the qualities that you admire in them are things that you can add easily to your life. Maybe you admire people who are trustworthy. Mm-hmm. Then you also can be trustworthy. Do things that are honest.
That's true.
Make people like you and trust you and be a genuine person.
Now, maybe someone is very loving, kind, and you want to be like that. And so maybe you want to spend more time with them to learn from them. Or maybe someone's very patient and you're not. So you want to learn from them. How are you so patient?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Susan Moore, who wrote this article, said here that she said that most of the people you coach have a full-time job and a business on the side. Is that true? Actually, I don't necessarily admire people who have a business on the side. I admire people who do things on the side. Maybe they're on a sports team, or maybe they're doing things with their family or something. But I don't know, you know, the people having a business on the side of what they're doing. I don't necessarily admire people like mm-hmm. that, do you?
Well, if you're very busy in your job, your full-time job, yeah. it would be nice to spend that extra time with family or investing in other people's lives or serving,
or
community
or
service or studying or something like that, because we can get caught up
playing
in too much
work.
Playing
in a band or something for fun.
Right.
You
so
like that.
Make time for interesting things that don't involve work.
Yeah, outside activities
right.
are more like things that you like to do.
Like a hobby.
Like hobbies, don't you
mm-hmm.
think?
Yeah, I think that those tend to be more enjoyable than starting a side hustle. That would be very stressful, right? You're adding to your already existing job a second job. And maybe you do it out of necessity. Maybe you need more
right.
income because your current job doesn't have a high enough salary. And that can't happen, so you need to have a second job, a side hustle that you run yourself. But I think that using your extra time outside of the office to be with other people.
What about volunteering sometimes?
Yeah, volunteering is a really wonderful way to spend that time.
Mm-hmm. I think people who volunteer and help others in their spare time, teach your family to do that. I admire them too, don't you?
That's right, because we can learn from that. And it's important to help others and not just focus on making more money. As Carolyn said, maybe you're in a situation right now where you need extra income. And of course, that's a totally different story. But if you don't need that, then think about using that time to spend with your family or help other people.
Well, the subject is to determine what you admire in other people. So if we wanted to say, what things do we actually admire in other people, what would be some of the top things? Honesty?
Ooh, I think, honesty is really important. Patience is another one. I really admire people who have a lot of patience and a lot of dignity and grace.
But about
and
people
forgiveness.
Who are kind and
yes.
loving.
Right. That's important, loving. I think if someone is extremely loving, you can learn from them how to better love others. And so maybe spending more time with them, or they can share with you, you know, how to do that better. I think you just learn from being around people. They don't have to tell you how to do something. You just learn from how they react to certain situations. And so the people that surround us are very important, and so we need to surround ourselves with good people as much as possible, and people that can teach us something and that
right.
we can share that with others.
And friends that we know, and then even people that are well known, for instance, like Bill Gates Foundation helps people all over the world, and then Zuckerberg and Facebook and those people, they want to help other people and they want to make it meaningful. So they're successful, they make a lot of money, but I admire the fact that they care about people too.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can admire some of these traits in people, don't, instead of people that are just greedy and want to get more for themselves.
Yeah, I think it's really important to give back
right.
and to help those that aren't as successful, to help those who need support.
Right, and sometimes you need to schedule that in. That's one of the key points, I think, of this article. Maybe you think, I would like to help people, but then you never really make time for it. So if it's important to you, make time for it.
And don't just think about yourself. I think I'll go shopping or something. Just think about helping somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Okay, well, that's the next one is number five. What is number five?
Number five is schedule time to achieve your goals.
Schedule time to achieve your goals. A client of mine is a full-time attorney and is also working on writing a novel. I told her to schedule writing hours. 2-hour blocks set 2 to 3 times a week, and more when possible. She said to me, I thought the writing would just come somehow. Scheduling it like an appointment made all the difference. She now writes from 5 to 7 a.m., 2 mornings a week. And also on Sunday evenings. Boom! That novel will be in her hands in no time. One of my business mentors doesn't check his phone or email for the first 2 hours of every day. He sets his own agenda in that time. Not the people asking him for stuff, calling him wanting something, or tagging him on Facebook. His important needs come first. Writing and having breakfast with his wife. External, urgent needs come second. No wonder he gets so much done, and that he is so happy and calm.
Okay, so get your calendars out. It's time to make some appointments.
Right.
Important appointments.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. To achieve your goals or to make your life make a difference, to make your life valuable, right?
And this is, I think, the key point for me is scheduling these things. Maybe you want to spend more time with your kids. Well, maybe you actually need to schedule that. Write it down on your calendar and say, these 2 hours on Saturday or all day Saturday, I'm going to spend time with my family.
Right. Well, and some people want to do things like this man that's a lawyer, attorney, he wants to write a novel, so this lady, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So there's an attorney, and an attorney is someone who gives legal advice, kind of like a lawyer, and she wants to write a novel. Well, if you're an attorney, then you're very busy. Mm. So making time to write that novel could be difficult. But here, just setting two-hour blocks 2 to 3 times a week and making that a part of your schedule for writing, then maybe you can achieve that novel.
Well, and that's what this lady did, didn't she? What did she say?
That's right. She said that she thought writing would just come somehow, and we often think like that. We think, oh, it will just happen, but she actually had to schedule it. She said scheduling it like an appointment made all the difference. And so she set a block of time for writing. It was very early in the morning. That would be maybe a little difficult for me to get up and
you
write like that.
You might not
like
be able to think so well at
that's
5
right.
o'clock in
Lots
the morning.
Lots of coffee
you
would
better
be
exercise
needed.
In yes. Maybe go for a little run or something might be better.
Yeah, but if you have long office hours, then maybe early in the morning is the only time you have. I know my husband is very busy, and he works on writing his thesis, or he did work on writing his thesis very early in the morning for his master's degree, because that's the time he had available.
So I think if something is very important to you, Doris, you will make certain sacrifices.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Well, you have to do it, right. And then she said the time she did it, but all of a sudden, boom, then the novel would be in her hands in no time if she does that. I hope so.
I hope so. If you can think clearly that early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't always work, but it's a good try anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if something is really important to you, then you should make time to schedule it in the morning or in the evening or sometime during your day. I know for me, exercising and reading the Bible are something that are really important, but they aren't urgent.
Well, right. You know, exercise is good for your body, and reading the Bible is like a guidebook for your life to let you know how to live and how to think about other people.
Right.
And then we always say, what would Jesus do if he were here? Because Jesus always took time for people. You know, he was busy doing a lot of things too, but he always took time for people. And so I think for some of us, we forget that it's not just about ourselves. It's taking time for other people. And reading the Bible kind of helps you keep focused, doesn't it?
Yeah, so it's really important that I schedule that into my day.
Right.
Otherwise, it won't happen.
Right.
I have to make that
You might
that
forget
time.
What you're supposed to do, right?
Yes.
Right.
And
yes.
The mornings is a good time for that. If you just wake up and get out of bed and rush off to work, you kind of just start your day off in that urgent setting, and you really, it's better to be in a calm, peaceful setting to start the day off. And one way to do that is to spend time with God, to pray.
Look at your guidebook.
Yeah, right. That's right.
That's good. Mm-hmm. So that's very good. But one of her business mentors said he doesn't check his phone or email. Now, some people, if they check their phone or their email, that's a problem for them. That's no problem. When I get up, I see if there's a message or somebody can't come to work because they're sick or something, just respond to them. And it doesn't take a lot of thought. I mean, to check it, you don't have to sit there and do a lot on it. It's okay to check your phone. There's nothing wrong with that.
I think for some people, they feel that if they start checking their emails, their mind's going to be going in 10 different directions, and they don't want to start their day off like that.
But, you know, I mean, you can think one thing and forget it and do something else.
Sure.
And I think you need to kind of multitask a little sometimes. So do you ever check your phone in the morning?
I usually don't.
I hope you do. I might send you a message. What if I send you a message and say, don't come to work today and you didn't get the message? You better check it.
Then she'll start checking.
Start checking it. No, I usually check my phone before I leave the house, but I don't check it first thing when I wake up.
No, but check it before you leave the house, just in case something good is going to happen.
That's right.
You don't
want to miss out.
That's right. But anyway, the idea is that you don't spend a lot of time on that kind of stuff, you know. And so you have to kind of set your own agenda on those kind of things. And sometimes people spend too much time, like on Facebook and all that sort of thing, seeing what everybody else in the world is doing.
Mm-hmm.
That might be just a little too much in the morning. What do you
think? That's right. Yeah, you can focus on too many things. And then if you read a bunch of news in the morning, for example, you might be depressed by the time you get to work. So you have to really...
But you like to know a little bit of news and
that's
see
true.
Whether there's been a big earthquake someplace
right.
or something happened. So,
yes, but you don't want to dwell on too much of that.
No, just a little bit of things. Yeah. It depends on your schedule and things like that. And so this is kind of the way people have to set their own things. And eternal urgent needs come second, you know. So they get so much done, and he's happy and calm.
I like that he says he spends time with his wife at breakfast, and he mm-hmm. talks about what's important. That's important to him.
I wonder
so he
his
does
wife
that.
Has to go to work. She might be busy, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So many wives are busy enough,
right.
too, aren't they?
But maybe they just set aside some time.
Maybe they spend time on supper.
Yes.
But it's nice in the morning to have a relaxed morning. You both get up early enough that you can sit down and have breakfast and
That's
not just
true.
Rush out the door.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Well, or with your family. Or
maybe they have to get up a little earlier, but that's important, so they
mm-hmm.
do it.
I always tell that to people that are late. Just get up 10 minutes earlier, but some of them don't realize that. You know?
Yeah.
Just a little bit earlier sometimes helps.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you have to schedule that in.
Yes.
If you don't schedule it, you say, well, I can make it if I do it at this time.
Right.
But then you're a little bit too rushed.
And if you think about what's really important to you, you will schedule that in. If it's important to you, you will make time for
That's true, right.
Yep.
So when you schedule your time, then you can make your goals. If you don't schedule it, you're always going to... It's just like putting it off. You know, there's so many things. I want to do this. I want to do that. But if you don't put it on your schedule, you might never do it.
That's
that
right.
True?
So you just set some time aside to schedule it in and make it happen.
So I think that's a pretty good tip, isn't it?
Yeah, and I hope that you schedule in advance as part of your daily routine.
Of course, listen to that.
It's an enjoyable part of your day.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Right. And so these things are things that are just little suggestions that help. But let's take the last paragraph now.
Getting the important stuff done matters. Otherwise, our lives are frittered away on meetings and Instagram. So know what matters to you. Understand what is making you feel bad. And know that you can change it. Look around you. People are already doing the thing you want to do. It's possible for you, too. And nothing beats action, my friend. A book won't write itself. You gotta get busy. What will you be scheduling in your calendar this week?
All right, so again, we're talking about getting the important stuff done and not just the urgent in this last paragraph.
I think that's what this lesson is about, the urgent and the important. And, of course, we can fritter away our time. But what does it mean just to fritter away our time? Waste it?
Yeah, just to waste time here. But you could also fritter away money. You could fritter away an opportunity. So it can apply to a lot of different things, but it just means that you waste it.
I think you would see that phrase in writing more than in conversation.
Right.
We would probably just say waste your time.
Don't waste your time. Fritter it away. And sometimes meetings are important, but sometimes they aren't, too. But, you know, you have to decide how much time you're going to spend on all these different things, whether it's Instagram or Facebook or whatever.
You can get lost in Facebook
if you're
not careful.
You get so many friends, and you look and see what they're all doing, and then you might answer them. Oh, goodness, it takes forever. So you have to watch that. In fact, some of these things makes a big difference. But you have to find out what matters to you. And what matters to you is getting the most out of your day, making your life worthwhile, doing something today that'll make a difference in the world, then you'll think about that.
Right, exactly. So understand what really does matter. And here the article also says to understand what is making you feel bad and know that you can change it.
Right, that's
so
true.
So if you're not enjoying something in your life, make a change.
Right, and sometimes we just keep doing the same thing and we get the same results. And
right.
So we need to make some changes. And sometimes it's small changes. Maybe going to bed earlier will help us have a better day the next day. And little things like that can make a big
difference. Or checking Facebook later in the day.
Right. Yeah.
Whatever it is, right. Well, and nothing beats action. I mean, you can talk about things. We can read this, but if we don't do anything, it won't do any good. So we do need action, don't we?
Yeah, and if nothing beats action, that means that there's nothing better than action. Action is the best thing you can do. Take action.
That's right. You have to put it into practice, which is always the hardest thing to do. We can read and learn, but we have to put just one thing, one of these tips, do something at least.
Well, it says here, the last sentence is, what will you be scheduling in your calendar this week? Now, remember, it's good to schedule things, but if things change, we have to be flexible and not get frustrated when our schedule changes. Sometimes all of a sudden people will come in to see us from some country in the world, and we have to take them to lunch. Not on your schedule, but that's okay. Don't get disturbed if your schedule has to change. You can schedule things, but then reschedule them and don't be frustrated.
Right. And so, you know, urgent things may come up that you have to take care of, but still try to get those important things into your schedule, even if it means rescheduling them for later.
I think it's important to remember that people, well, they're more important than stuff, right? So like you said, Doris, people come in and you need to spend time with them. Maybe you don't want to. Maybe you're very busy, but it's really important to invest in
people. You still have to get your other things done.
Right.
You just do them later or something. Well, you know, here's a little tacked on note up here. What does it say up there?
It says, what would you like to change about your life right now? This is a big indicator of what's secretly important to you.
All right, that word indicator just means a sign. So think about what you would like to change about your life. And that will be a sign, hey, this is important to me. And then maybe schedule that in. Maybe will take a long time to change that, but you can start in small steps.
Right. You know, at New Year's, we often talk about making New Year's resolutions. I'm going to do this and this. Sometimes it seems like big changes, but we need to continuously tell Jen, make little schedules, changes as we go along. Well, I guess I spent too long on that, and we can just do little things, and gradually we'll find that our schedules change. Don't have to have one big change. Isn't that true?
Yeah, I think that little by little, we can make a positive change in our lives, like scheduling this appointment, writing a novel, taking 2 hours a few times a week, and eventually the novel will be finished. It's not you sit down and write a novel in one day. That's not how these sorts of larger goals are achieved.
That's true. That's more like a project like that. I think we need to schedule the social things too. Like sometimes, you know, fathers are very busy and they don't schedule time to do things with their children. They say, how are you? And they said, well, I buy them clothes and I give them everything they need, but they need time too.
They need quality time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you have
so
to schedule
time to play a game with them before they do their homework.
Take
let them relax a little bit.
Take them out
something.
To the playground so you can spend time with them.
Surprise your wife. Do something.
Yeah. A relationship is also something that isn't done in just one day or one time. It's something that through repeated action builds and builds. So it's something that you have to make time for every day if you want to have a good relationship.
And I think what Carolyn is mentioning is the key, just little by little. Mm-hmm. You don't do it all in one day. You think, okay, I spent 2 hours with my family today, this week. Well, that's enough. No, just little by little, every day, keep, you know, spending time with them, and it builds the relationship.
Right. You know, sometimes we say, well, people say, I don't have time to study English. I don't have time. But actually, we all have time to eat lunch. We have time. That's kind of urgent.
Yeah.
We have time.
And important.
Yeah. But there's some things that are urgent. But let's make some things part of our life, and let's enjoy our life. And if you don't like your job, maybe you should change the company you work for. It doesn't mean you don't like working in an office.
Or change your perspective. Maybe
right.
It's not the job. Maybe it's the way you think about the job.
Right. So remember that you are in control of your life, and it's up to you to make those changes. We can suggest them, but see what's important for you. Yes, do the urgent things, but remember that let's make time for important things.
That's right. So this is a really good lesson to help us reflect on our lives and make some needed change.
So I hope that after this 2-day lesson, you now know What is the difference between urgent and important? And you're able to identify those things in your life that you need to make more time for.
Yes, and it's a good subject to talk about with your friends. You can talk about it in English and say, what things are important to you? Are you getting them done? And maybe you're doing too many urgent things. Mm-hmm. So share this with your friends and see whether it makes a difference in your life. And enjoy what you have. We have to enjoy every day,
right.
Don't we?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So thanks for being with us in our lifestyle article. We hope to see you every day in advance. Thanks for being here today.
Bye. Bye-bye.